it's communication access for them, but people who don't have English as a first language, people with auditory processing issues, or people who just prefer to read and listen at the same time, like it improves access for all of those people.
Absolutely. I love reading the captions on things. I get way too distracted by it, but I'm a very visual learner. So being able to read things just helps me. But that's great. It's wonderful to find those changes that you think will benefit, you know, one obvious audience, and it magically benefits so many other people you didn't even think you were helping. And it's wonderful to hear those kinds of success stories.
And I think, like, if I was to be like, oh, I'm going to do all the accessibility things at once, that's super overwhelming. And it was like, what's something that I can do, or who's willing to partner with me on this so we can kind of like ship it and get it out the door? Like, and building on those small wins, like that's a process or a way of working I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah, definitely. So building off of those little wins, what positive impact has your work already had on the world?
I mentioned the work that I did on policy around people transitioning, and that work was featured. I was interviewed with Forbes online.
NPD, wow.
It's funny, when I told my mom, she's like, is there another Forbes? I was like, no, mom, like the Forbes. And we were also, we posted a blog post on our Mozilla blog around careers and inclusion with the actual guidelines. And it meant a lot to me that, like, some of my diversity and inclusion heroes, like Aubrey Blanche at Atlassian, tweeted like, wow, can you like steal someone's HR policy? And like, it's so good. And I'm like, it's open. So like, please feel free to build on it.
Like, do you know who we are? We're all about open source.
And it was cool to meet other people who've done great work, like the Berkeley Lab. I met their D&I person, and it was cool to just meet each other, and they collaborated with us, or they shared their guidelines and let us build upon them. So it was nice to meet the people who were generous with us, and then be able to kind of keep it in the open by sharing what we had did.
Yeah. I think that's really great, especially because there's a lot of organizations who want to do better and have no idea where to start and don't have the internal expertise like you to do it. So it's great to share those kinds of lessons as widely as possible, because it definitely does more good in the world to share it.
Yeah, and I think like all the work that we do creates ripples in the world. So at our All Hands last summer in San Francisco, I took a picture of where we get our name badges, and the event planner, Brianna Mark, designed pronoun stickers to go on the badges that were optional, and had a poster explaining why people might put their pronouns on their badge. So I tweeted a picture of that, and a local labor union was like, wow, this is cool. And they used it as inspiration for their conference. So I love that, like, the work that we do can have positive impact beyond kind of our own walls.
Yeah, absolutely. Even just, I saw someone who had, you know, their pronouns in their email signature, and I was like, oh, never thought to put it there. Okay, I'm going to do that. Especially because my name is spelled funny. People think I'm going to be a Daniel, but not a Danielle. And then someone at an event called it out on stage and was like, I saw this in Danielle's signature, and now I'm going to do it, and I'm going to take it back to my company. And it's great to see those kind of ripples of things that can increase accessibility rippling out. It's so great to see. So I've got kind of a big question for you.
Oh, boy.
In the next 5 to 10 years, where do you see your career path taking you?
To be honest, I have no idea. Like, the last 10 years of my career has been, it's been really unexpected and awesome. I think for me, it's important to keep being challenged and keep being in a place where I get to learn new things. So I hope in 10 years I'm still thirsty for new experiences and new knowledge and new ways of doing things. So whatever I'm doing, I think I'll be in an environment where there'll be new stuff, stuff that hasn't been figured out before, and where I'm getting to learn new things all the time.
That sounds like a pretty awesome future. How do you, Tara, define success for yourself? What does it look like?
I think for me, success looks like shifting culture and shifting systems. So in my work, doing diversity and inclusion work, I want to create systems or create systemic change. So it's not dependent on one person to be there. So that if someone leaves the company or changes roles, that those gains that we've had in either inclusion or diversity don't snap back or roll back. Mm-hmm. I want them to be really like woven into the process or woven into the culture so that we move forward. And it's, yeah.
Yeah. No, those are great goals. That's awesome. What does work-life balance look like for you?
This is something that's been front of mind for me because earlier this year I was working too much and it impacted my mental health negatively. So I took a week break to kind of recalibrate, go to the doctor, go to my therapist, go to yoga, go to the pool and work out. So when I came back to work, I was really mindful about the work that I was doing and how much I was doing. I think especially for diversity and inclusion and other jobs where we're driven by our values, it's really easy to overdo it and burn out. And I want to be doing this work in 5 years and 10 years. And I don't think some of the systems of oppression that I'm working against, like the patriarchy and white supremacy, are probably going to be around then. So I need to,
unfortunately,
I need to pace myself. Like, this is a marathon and I need to take care of myself before I can help other people and before I can affect system change. So it's kind of very much like putting on my own oxygen mask first.
That's a really nice way of putting it. I like that. So you mentioned the pool, the therapist, the yoga. What other tips do you have for dealing with stress?
So because I'm a bit of a data nerd, I record how many hours I've worked a day each day. And I do this mostly for myself to, as like an objective measure of I'm not doing enough. And I can look at the data and go, well, no, actually I've worked a full week, or I've worked a little bit more than a full week. This needs to be enough. Like, I think I also check in with myself, like about how I'm feeling, or when I find myself, like when I'm getting busy and when I am starting down the road to burnout, I just go faster. So I'm like, I'll just go faster and this will make it better. And that's just not sustainable. And it's not good. So when I feel myself sort of gaining that momentum, like I'm a big rock rolling down a hill, I try and stop and do some breath work or go for a walk and just really check in.
Yeah.
I say this like I've got it down pat and I don't. It's very much a work in progress for me.
Absolutely. I think that good enough, or you've done enough for this week, is really good reframing. Who do you use as your support system?
I have a couple of different support systems. My wife is super rad. She's so non-judgmental and loving and amazingly supportive, especially when I travel. I also, my gaybers, are also part of my chosen family. And we used to have Sunday dinner every Sunday together, and it's not every Sunday anymore, but they're an important part of my support system. I've got some peers at work who are amazing. My manager right now is exceptionally supportive, and I work out. Like, I swim and I lift weights, and those people and those activities really help me, like really help me kind of turn my brain off, really be present in my body. And yeah. I feel really good after.
Yeah. I think we can get that ball rolling momentum and be like, I got to skip the gym today. I've got an early meeting, and, you know, cut those things that really bolster us out of our lives because we're too busy. It's not a good plan, not long-term. All right. I know you struggle to get the spare time, but what do you like to do with your spare time when you're not working too much?
I like to go for walks with my dog. Like, I do. We have a small rescue dog. He's part Chihuahua and part Corgi.
Oh my gosh.
And his name is Kinoko, which is Japanese for mushroom, because he's a fun guy.
Oh my god, there were so many layers that I'm just gawking so much.
And okay. He grows on you.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Oh, that's just too much.
But I've got a new hobby. 2 weeks ago I entered the Scottish Highland Games heavy events for the first time, which includes throwing a caber, which is like a telephone pole. It was so much fun.
Wow.
I lift weights. And I, in high school, I used to throw shot put, discus, and hammer. So wasn't totally new, but it's been about 25 years since I've done it. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun. It was just fun to be around big, strong people hucking big things. And I won 4 of the 9 events. So I'm going to train, and hopefully next year I'll do even better.
That's awesome. I mean, 4 out of 9. It's pretty good.
It was funny. at the All Hands and Whistler last week, someone said, oh, I saw the pictures of you, blah, 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 throwing something. Huh. Yeah, I guess like both for fun and for work, you lift heavy things. I was like, whoa, deep.
That was deep. Very nice.
I guess profound. At work, I help people lift heavy things.
Yes. Yeah. So outside of work, are there any other causes or issues that you're passionate about?
Right now, no. Well, I'm passionate about things, but I don't have a lot of time. So right now I'm about doing my work well, having good time with my chosen family and dog, and taking care of myself.
Those are good things to be passionate about.
I know, but it sounds kind of boring, doesn't it?
No. I mean, your whole job is so much advocacy work. So no, it doesn't. All right, you have made it to the lightning round. I'm going to grill you with lots of little short questions for fun.
Pew, pew, pew.
Exactly. I think this one's pretty obvious. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Amazing. What was your last Halloween costume?
Oh, I haven't dressed up for a few years. But when I was a kid, I was a robot. And my parents spray painted a diapers box. Silver and use the silver venting things for arms,
like air duct
work. Yeah,
yeah,
that was a really badass costume.
Amazing. Who inspires you?
I can't. Well, Lizzo, the musical artist. Her Instagram account is amazing, and she is like just such a talented performer.
Indeed. I have to strongly agree with that. So you're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
I don't know, but I would be sparkly.
Yeah, like the super premium crayons. I like it. How much coffee do you drink in a day?
I drink 2 coffees. I drink one in the morning, like when I get up. And then I drink one when I get to work. I love coffee.
Me too. Do you have to restrict yourself to the 2 very carefully?
No. 2's enough.
No taste for it after the 2. I like it. If you weren't working at Mozilla, what would you be doing?
I don't know. Maybe I'd still work in libraries. Though now that I'm out of libraries, I don't think I'll go back.
All right, Tara, you survived the lightning round.
Phew.
As we finish up, do you want to tell me what advice you have for our listeners?
Well, it's more of an ask. If you're not using Firefox already or you haven't used it in a while, download it and give it a try. It's really fast and we don't do creepy things with your data. And I also encourage people to set up a Firefox account. You're able to use like a bunch of different products and have a really easy or have a really good user experience online that is not creepy.
Yay! No creepy online experience. I like it. Good advice.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I want to ask if there's anywhere online people can connect with you.
I'm Tara Robertson on Twitter.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is a lot of fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to keep up with all the latest news on women in STEM, you can visit us online at wwest.ca. There, you can subscribe to our bi-weekly newsletter, connect with us on social media, and more. From everyone at West Coast Women in Engineering, Science, and Technology, thanks for listening.
Yeah. society go she also kayata iso ma ka she be sorokot sa kahi
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.